is now.
Capital 263.
What's happening, good people? You're listening to My Two Cents. Mm-hmm. It's your boy, Elliot Twist, and I'm joined here by the co-host with the most.
I'm Tandy.
What do you think? Oh,
I sound like a dying seal.
Yeah, so for those who are tuning in right now, my Tandy's got like a flu.
It's a cough, really, you know.
She sounds like a rapper.
Yo, you know, I just... Yeah.
She sounds like a dope.
I just thought like spitting some bars now, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
you've taken me back, Shaq. My 90s,
yo,
yeah. Well,
yo.
On that book.
I look rough and tough with my Afro puffs. So.
Yo!
How are you?
You're reminding me of Ja Rule. Remember when Ja Rule started?
Oh, yeah.
Ja Rule sounded like he had a back cough.
Yeah, he sounded like...
Who the people are my baby?
Is that a back cough or constipation? I couldn't tell. I was like, yo, I don't like this man's voice. I was like, no, dude.
Holla.
Stop.
But it got better. It got better.
It did. It's like, I think Ashanti was like, yo, boo, like...
We're trying to
sell. Don't scare them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know... There's a very thin line between sexy and weird.
He toned it down. He got it.
Yeah, he did.
He got the message.
In the end. Yeah,
he got the message. So today we have a special, special guest in the house.
Yes, it's a nobody.
Oh, man. Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, Mr. Disappear. Mr. Not available. Mr. Give us 20 minutes notice you're not coming. Mr. Oh wait, I wasn't supposed to say that. I told you though. Like today, I'm sorry.
Oh, today is red day.
Today I am on.
All right, so to the guy who was supposed to be here today, we bought you water, my friend.
I spent.
And you know, we're drinking some nice good mineral water.
You know, yeah. It's not even from the tap.
Shem.
No, never Shem. Again.
Yes. Just, never again.
Never again.
We are not doing this again.
No. My friend, you can hear me just fine. I'm just so disappointment in your behavior. It's just, I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right, yeah. You're killing me. All right, so it's been an interesting week.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of things happened. Although there are some issues that I wished we could talk about in detail on this top five thing we did. That we actually have to talk about in detail today.
Oh.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it.
So, you're aware of the Cheesy Girls situation, right?
Yeah.
So, right now, I don't know if they got expelled or if they got suspended.
Yeah. From what I heard, they got suspended.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know, you know. If they got suspended, then that's good. Because then that seems fair to me, right?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, but then also, like, truth be told, like, I think at some point everybody's done some little ratchet during school. Do you know what I mean? The dumb thing was like filming it.
Yo,
I was like, what?
Someone needs to teach these kids social media etiquette, man. Because you know the internet doesn't forget, right?
No,
it never. Doesn't forget.
We download that quick fast.
Yep, and it stays there.
You forgot? Girl, you're shining for me. Look at this video.
You see, so I don't know. I just felt like that's what I felt, man. I just felt like someone should teach them social media etiquette. Because
I'm disappointed, you know. Like I watched it and I was like, excuse me, I was like, if this was timed, that child would not be able to sit for some days.
But I got it though. I also got it. Cause yo, high school we used to sing some nasty stuff.
Well, you did. I didn't. I was a square. I was very
In fact,
boring.
One of the nastiest songs we used to sing in high school was Clean Up by Cynthia Mare. I want to see your mother. You don't want to know how that goes.
Okay, no. You know, I just felt it in my spirit.
You don't want to know how that
like,
goes.
No, I don't want to hear it. But yeah, like, I mean, don't do that. You know, like, I mean, you know, okay, look, nobody's perfect, but like...
No, I get that. I get that no one's perfect.
Don't do that. And it's really sad because, like, later it came out then, like, I was reading, like, this right on Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, like, A students.
Yeah, they're brilliant students.
They're, like, really, really smart. So it's like, girl, you with all your smartness went and did some dumb, you know. And, you know, it's just, it's not a sign of, yeah, just don't do it.
Okay, in future, dear kids, don't record it.
Don't record it.
Don't record it.
And if you see your friend with their phone out, you better stop.
Yeah. Just don't record it, period.
That's so smart.
You don't need to record it.
No.
All right, so I also heard a weird story about this pastor named Jesse Duplantis.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jesse is asking his congregation to buy him a $54 million jet. And here's the kicker. This guy has had like three jets before that.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is this latest jet that he wants.
Yeah.
He says that he doesn't want to stop in different cities to fuel up. Because with this jet, I can fly to wherever it is I need to go, preach the gospel, move from there to the next spot without stopping at all in any other city to refuel.
But it costs $54 million. What does this jet do? Does it take you to heaven? Does it do? What is the bloody $54 million?
$54 million jet. And you wanna hear what his justification was.
Oh,
he says he says, well, listen, Jesus traveled on a donkey. If Jesus was here today, he would probably be flying a jet too.
Are you Jesus? Nah. Nah. Wait, hang on. What did you say his name is? Did you say his name is Jesus? Nah. If I remember correctly, Jesus is in heaven. So, you know.
I don't get the logic though. But is that the prosperity
gospel?
It's the prosperity gospel. So, while we're bashing it here, I'm pretty sure that there are people there who've probably parted with a couple of millions just to make that happen.
You know, I was going to say something.
Hey, today tukuna mvura.
You know, we are just sipping.
The vocals are just well oiled.
You know,
with the H2O.
They are just flowing, you know. Yeah. Anyway, those people who are buying the jet, I just pray that, you know, it achieves the goal you want it to achieve.
But there's this comedian I was watching on this Trevor Noah clip was talking about this incident, and he says, look, jumping from a donkey to a private jet, you know, the thing that the modes of transport in between the donkey and the jet, that's like the entire list of everything we use to travel: car, bus, airplane. He can't fly economy or business class.
No. You know, it's so arrogant. To me, I think it's arrogant.
Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense, though.
Why are you
People
doing
are signing
that?
Up, though. People are signing up.
I don't know. Yeah. People are weird. I am slowly giving up on people. Very slowly. You know, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I hear you.
But you know what?
I hear you.
To each his own.
Yep, to each his own. To each his own.
Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe that's what he needs.
Needs.
I, you know,
needs.
And who are we
to judge?
To judge. And yo, I might say I need a bubble bath. Maybe I don't need a bubble bath. Like, yo, someone's looking at me and you're like, no, you don't. You know, all you need is a bucket. And
from a fleet of three jets. He wants to add the fourth one.
Yo,
amazing.
No comment.
Ah, amen. You know, it's a crazy world we're living in.
Yo, happy for him. Well done.
So you put up a post recently about dating in Zimbabwe.
Guys.
And there's a lot of posts that I've seen that talk about that. Like yesterday, a friend posted something on her timeline, and she was talking about dating a guy in Zimbabwe. And she played this clip. In fact, she uploaded this clip of a guy who was basically extremely vague and not really clear in his communication as to where he would want the relationship to go, or if he's even in a relationship. And then the guy just disappears a bit in the clip, and then comes back again and says, "Yo, hi, send me a pic, I miss you." And
what?
Basically, what? It was just weird like that. Weird like that. And I felt like, look, man, Zim dudes are cool. You know, I like to believe Zim dudes are cool. You know, they communicate. They get the point across. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know.
So what's your take? Wait. Two that are dating in Zimbabwe. Oganzwa, the Christine audio.
Guys, I missed it. How did I miss this one? You know, and it's like, I think I remember someone sent it, and then, like, I don't know, Data was doing his thing, and I couldn't download the clip, and I was like,
oh, the clips are pretty long, Shamad.
Really?
Yes, I felt like they had taken 30 minutes of my life, but they were so interesting.
Well, okay, could you summarize it for me? Like, what was happening?
Okay, let me summarize it for you. Basically, so Christina, but Christina was bagging dudes. She was bagging dudes.
Body
like,
bagging.
Like dead bodies, Shamar.
Boom, baby.
Kwese kwanga chingo yendam dara, chingo tura.
Damn it.
Yes, she was laying with all of these different characters.
Oh, nasty.
Yo, and then it's like she was confessing to this guy and telling him about, yes, about the escapades she's been having. And it was really, it was weird to listen to it, because you could tell that the guy was hurt. But at the same time, I was like, hey, this Christine, though. Christine, though.
Why was she... Okay, wait. Why was she... What was she hoping to achieve by telling him?
I think they had a fight prior to that. Yeah, about that. And the guy found out. And I think in this instance, he kind of put her in a corner and was pushing for her to say exactly
it.
What it is that he was going on. And apparently, most of these affairs, the husband knew about most of the affairs that she had. And it was about 15 guys in total.
My way.
15 counted bodies.
Woo!
Bodied by Christine.
Damn.
Damn it.
Whoa.
How about that?
How about that?
I feel for the dude.
Damn, though. You know what? Like.
So, dating in Zim.
Dating in Zim.
What's going on?
Wow. Yo, I never thought, number one, I just have to say, I never thought I'd be having this conversation, actually, ever. But, yeah, like, I've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a friend of mine who basically scared me back into dating.
Yeah.
And basically was like, yeah, you know, like, you need to put on your training wheels. Get yourself out there, girl.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know,
go do that
you
thing.
You know, big brother swag. Get yourself out there, girl. I'm like, damn it. I'm going to try. And, yo, I just been, like, hitting brick walls, like, the whole way. Like, it's been so stressful. It's more stress than it's worth, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe now, especially considering... social media and WhatsApp and like the game has changed. I don't fully understand the rules. And, you know,
what are the rules?
What is going on? What are those? You know, and like it's like
personally, I try to keep all my relationships away from social media.
Yes,
because it's toxic.
So have I learned. Yeah. But then also like it plays a significant role within the relationship. Like, you know, like. Relationships are now built a lot on social media. So, like, there's less FaceTime. Oh, gosh. Anyway, there's less FaceTime and there's more, you know, everything's happening over, like, emojis and texting. And
no,
like,
I can deal with that. I can deal with the emojis
Yo,
and texting.
But then, like, it gets really awkward. Like, okay, so, like, I realize, like...
It's the tagging on Facebook I can't stand.
The tagging on Facebook?
Yeah.
I haven't experienced that yet.
All right.
Okay, I must look out for that. Thank you. Thank you, Elliot.
Yes, keep your Facebooks,
Elliot,
your Instagrams
teaching me how
clear.
This is done. But, like, but yeah, like... I feel like people aren't real anymore, and I feel like there's just a lot of games. There are a lot of married guys who are just playing.
I was like, I'm going to host play.
Yo, like, game it's crazy.
I'm going to host play.
It's crazy. You know, and I think what's the craziest thing for me is how normal it is. You know, people, it's like now so normal. It's so normal to date a married guy. Like, it's no longer taboo. It's no longer like, people are just like, oh yeah, but you know, because like, it's like we've run out of men. And all the men are married. And then the ones that aren't married, some of them are just really strange.
Yeah.
And, you know, or like, everyone's got baggage. I've got baggage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they've then everyone's got baggage, though.
You know, but then like, yeah, like, it's just a weird gay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just meaning like, I don't want anymore. I'm going to just like be that guy. Yeah. You know, and make my paper and take care of my kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, treat my damn self, dedicate love songs to my damn self, because like I can't deal.
Write yourself love notes and all that.
Write myself like, girl, you're so beautiful.
You know,
girl,
you can marry yourself.
So
you can marry yourself.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. My melanin won't allow me to do that. But I feel like there's just so many games, and I feel like there's a lot of rush now. People don't take their time. Everything is fast. You know, I had this really bad experience, and I posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw you talking about something.
Yeah. You know,
about a weird guy who was hitting you up in your inbox or something.
Yeah. So like, you know, the thing is like, he knew me from like, I don't know him to be very honest, but he knew me from like back in the day, from like book cafe days.
That's way back.
That's like way back though.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he was like kind of like semi-obsessed with the whole poetry. Like, I used to do a lot of poetry and performance and stuff. Semi-obsessed with that.
Yeah.
But you know, it was slightly endearing, but like bordering on creepy.
Boom, boom, pow, pow.
Yeah. Wow. Mr. Moonshine and all that.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and but we had mutual friends. So, you know, like, that's now how I try to like sort of keep it like, okay, there are people who know you, so it's kind of safe, you know?
Yeah.
And he knew my sister, like, and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. And, you know, at first it was like a really friendly vibe. Like, yeah, let's exchange numbers. Cool, I'm cool with that. You know, we start chatting. And then I started seeing these two of my red flags. You know, my friend, like, I was with my one friend. She was like, girl, I don't know, huh? Like, he's kind of stalkery, kind of creepy. Because, like, he had, like, his whole search history was, like, my name.
What?
Yeah, like, on, like, my songs and stuff. I was like, this is really weird. Yeah, it was really weird, like really, really weird. And I was kind of like, okay.
Wait, and how did you come across the search history?
He was showing me.
Oh.
Like, I really am a fan. I really like him. Look, I'm like, okay. Yeah, just look at my YouTube. You see, there's that video, and then and then he started singing my songs to me. That was really creepy too. And then like, I'm like, okay, sure, but I probably shouldn't have given you my number. And then now we're kind of chatting, but like, he gets really, again, like the speed where he's like, you know, like he would chat, like he'd send a message, whatever, and he had this thing that he'd always want to call and want to talk for hours. Like, I don't want to talk to you for hours. And like him particularly, there's some people I can actually talk to for hours because like the vibe is cool. But like him in particular, it was just a bit irritating. And like, he would do like these things that would say, I miss you. I'm like, nigga,
I don't even know you.
From where? Where do you miss me? Who are you? Oh, let's go for lunch. Why? I'm working. And the thing is, like, my friends know me. Like, during the week, I'm the most frustrating person to befriend. Because my communication, especially during a work week, is like rubbish. You know, because like, there's just so much going on. There's so much I'm balancing.
All right, but then, Aura.
Yeah?
I'm hearing what you're saying, right? But are you sure this guy was a stalker? Because maybe he was just trying.
No, he was just trying to. I think that's what I'm saying. I have not called him a stalker. My friends were, he was stalkerish.
He's stalkerish.
But like, I didn't actually call him a stalker. In fact, you know, I feel very uncomfortable with the word fan, because I don't feel like I'm at that level to have fans.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he kept saying, you know, I'm a fan, and he got really obsessed with this. He had this idea of who I was supposed to be.
Oh.
You know.
So he took your work and he made it a person.
And he made it a person. And he was like, yeah.
No, I episode just, Hey Arnold. It was Hey Arnold.
Dude, I missed that show.
And she had like that bubblegum statue of Of Arnold.
Of Arnold. Yes, well, I was supposed to be this deep in a person. I was supposed to be this deep, poetic person all the time. And I'm not deep and poetic all the time. Yeah. I'm actually pretty hectic sometimes. You know what I mean? And like, you know, he was expecting me to be listening to like some super deep music all the time. Whereas my playlist literally just had like Drake, Casper Nyovest, you know, Mr. E. Like it had like commercial like music. Yeah. And like he was like, yo.
Tekashi 69, okay.
And then he, you know, he had this thing of sending me music. Like he'd send me music, like these really deep, slow. I'm like, what are you doing? You're just taking up storage on my phone.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like, he just started really, really irritating me, and I was trying to communicate, and he was just not listening, and I blocked him.
So how did it then turn into insults? How did you guys move from that?
I blocked him on WhatsApp,
into insults, yeah.
Because I was just, I'd had enough. He was too much.
Yeah.
It was a lot, and I kept saying, nigga, you're a lot. And he was just, so I blocked him.
Yeah.
And he went quiet, and I thought, okay, he got the message. And anyway, I was peaceful with my life.
Yeah.
He got in touch, on Facebook, right? Sent a wave. I kind of ignored it for a day. Then I sent a wave back because I'm trying not to be rude as well. You know, yeah. It's an awkward, weird line where you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And niggas like, yo, I'm going back to Cape Town, and I have to say you were the highest and lowest point on my holiday. Thanks. I was like, okay, yo, the only piece of advice I can give you is, like, you need to chill. Like, stop. Like, just chill. Relax.
Yeah.
It's not just me, but anyone would have really, like, gotten a bit too much. Like, would have had enough with you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just chill. But, like, yo, it was good to meet you. Have a safe trip. Damn! Woo! Pah! Nigga, sa-sa. Nigga snapped. Went in. Hey, Chief, you're so arrogant. Hey, you think you're better than me. Hey, Johnny. Whoa, I've never met anyone with baggage like you. Hey, whoa. You know what? You're broken. Hey, you know. And he started to break me down. Like, he literally was just spitting fire. I was like, yo, I hope you achieve what you hope to achieve. I hope what you're doing right now achieves its end goal. That pissed him off even more. Starts going. I block a nigga because I'm not trying to deal with your energy.
This is book face,
yeah?
Yeah.
Block that nigga. Nigga then looks for me on Instagram. Because he wasn't done insulting me. blocking is cowardice. And what? And that's who you are. Yeah. Hey, you're like this, you're like that. Footy wakadai. I should just stick to being a fan. Then he starts quoting my lyrics again. Oh. If you are half the person that this person is. Yeah. I was like, And you know, like, Instagram, like, it sends you, like, this person, it becomes like a request. But yeah. You can see the messages and you can choose to accept it.
Yeah.
It's like three or four.
Yeah.
And I didn't even, like, I just ignored it. And then it was like, anyway, bye. You ain't all that. I was like, just because I said no. If I say no,
yeah.
It may not necessarily be a reflection on you.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you're a good guy and I just don't see it and I said no. But that doesn't then give you a right to then insult me. It's like those guys, you know, Fambam Street, you know, and like, you know, a guy like, and you ignore them, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a ps, you know what I mean? And maybe I don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, footwork, I shatter anyway. And did it. You then insult me because I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's the same mentality. And you are already demonstrating why you are blocked. If I block you here, then you look for me here. And I block
you
there.
Can you imagine dating someone like that?
No. That will definitely not make me think.
That would be toxic.
So toxic. The fact that you feel that you must insult me and break me down. You must break me down because you feel some kind of way by the fact that I don't feel you as much as you are feeling me.
Right. So can we please advise the guys who want to mag? Like, how are they supposed to put the game down?
On me?
Not necessarily on you.
Okay. All right. Because I'm like, no,
not necessarily on you. But just be, because clearly I am a yuga trugoda.
Oh,
my elves.
I've been taking
so much. So, what's the remedy? What would you say is the remedy?
Just be real. Like, human, like, as human beings, we connect to each other on a real level, you know? Say it with your chest, number one. If you like a girl, say it with your chest. If you come at me with brotherly vibes, I'm going to embrace you with your brotherly vibes and give you sisterly vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So make your intentions clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying come up and be like, yo, I want you now. What? No. Like, relax. There's tact. There's a way to do it. But yeah, make it clear, you know, that like, you're macking. Make, if you're going to mac, mac.
Yeah.
You know?
But mac properly.
Mac properly. Don't be rude. And don't like jumping straight like, yo, send me pics, send me nudes. Yo, I want to bang you. Where are you right now? That is not macking. That's just weird. It's bad. And there's some people who like that. Some people just want that. You know, you want to tap and go.
Yeah.
Cool. But if the girl says, no, I don't want to tap and go, I'm not about that life, back off.
Yeah.
Like, take the signals. Women also were really bad at communicating sometimes. We play the game. We act shy and coy like we don't know what you're doing.
Or like playing hard to get.
We play hard to get sometimes. Because you don't go like it's a time.
Yeah.
But like...
Ka-chase.
Bichan.
But ka-chase when you get to a certain age, guy.
It gets tiring also. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm old like, now, guy.
I can understand the chase at 16, Shabbat. But...
You know? So like, yeah. I think like, you know, gauge the person that you're about to approach. Don't be a creep. And I don't think I need to explain what being a creep is. Don't be creepy.
Yeah.
Just be polite. Number one, be polite. Use her name. You know, don't be all up, hey baby, hey honey. You don't know her like that. Use her name. If you know her name, use her name. Until you get comfortable enough. And if she's feeling you, trust me, you can tell. Guys know when a girl's feeling you. Like, if she's feeling you, yo, there's always a look, you know, it's like a look where you can tell, okay, she kind of feeling my swag, and just play with that, you know. But girls, also, we have to be clear about it. We have to be clear. If you want, you want. If you don't want, be clear that you don't want.
Exactly.
I would much rather be considered rude,
yeah,
or whatever, stuck up,
than
whatever,
to send
you mixed signals.
Yeah.
I am not trying to send mixed signals. I'm not trying to give you a gray area.
Yeah.
If I don't want, I don't want. I'm very clear. If I say no, if you say, oh no, let me take that as a yes, I say no, take it as a no. Manage your expectations. Because if it's a yes, I will say yes. If it's a no, I will say no.
No.
I will say, I will find a polite way to say no.
All right. All right.
Yeah, but dating in Alale, maybe I just haven't found the right one yet. I don't know.
Don't worry, he will come riding a horse.
No, I don't want an equestrian.
All right, we're going to get into our soundbite segment. It's going to spark a bit of a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Pertaining to an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
That is affecting us here in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. So, allow me to do the deed. And
I love how you're trying to just like fill up the empty space.
Play.
Guys, it's actually really like, it's actually a really awkward, long process.
I thought chains were a thing of the past, but not in this rehab center in northern Nigeria. People here are chained to the floor to prevent them from being violent. Some have mental illnesses, but many of them are like this because of a specific drug. A deadly, largely hidden epidemic that is sweeping across Nigeria. People all over the world are addicted to cough syrup with codeine. It's a medicine that has become a street drug. A sweet, sweet strawberry taste that makes you high and hooks you. Over time, it will kill you. In just two states, the government says 3 million bottles are consumed every single day. It's not hard to find Nigeria's boys getting their syrup high. It's not hard to find Nigeria's syrup girls either. Even religious women drink it. Vast quantities are seized and destroyed by the government every year. Tons of it in northern Nigeria last year.
All right.
Joe. Bronco.
Yeah. Bronclear. So yeah. Lately I've been seeing a lot of empty bottles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of empty Bronclear bottles. Mm. And at first I thought, maybe it's all in my head.
Mm.
But if you're listening, I want you to do this. If you're listening right now, I want you to do this. I want you to count the number of Bronclear bottles you see in the road or just random places. Just start looking out for them. You will notice that they are a lot.
Yes.
They are a lot.
Yes.
So I'm starting to feel like, well, this is a situation in Nigeria, and this is from this, that was an excerpt from BBC Africa Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's about this, in this episode it's about a journalist who was exploring the effects of Bronclear.
Mm-hmm.
Within Nigeria. But in Nigeria it's such a big issue. Out here, I'm starting to feel like we are headed there because it's silent.
Mm.
It's silent. Like, it's like a silent war.
Yeah.
That's just taking over. Yeah. I believe we are going to see the repercussions eventually.
Yes.
But it's definitely happening right now. There is something going on.
Mm.
Some say, well, when it comes to Bronclear, it's just a way to escape. Mm. Right? And I kind of get
That's
it.
That's that lean.
Yeah, that's that lean, right?
Mm.
It was this purple syrup or...
Yeah. Scissorp.
Yeah, scissorp, right?
You see, I'm cool. I'm
old, yeah. I don't know some of these words. But
yeah,
then,
I know them.
I kind of put myself in that space. Like, imagine you've got your degree there. You've been trying to apply for a job. It's not happening. And then maybe you are... I don't know. Then you maybe find yourself in some sticky situations where, and you know, things are just tricky. You know, the stress levels are just so high. Yeah. And you're trying your best to, you know, make a plan, but also go best I'm going to go to Agachi, just to get away from it all. Like I think I can understand.
Yo, I totally relate.
The state of mind,
yeah.
But I'm just worried about where we're headed. I mean, what's your take?
The thing is, we're a very depressed country, you know?
Yeah.
Unemployment is ridiculously high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the order of the day.
Yeah.
So, I think the problem goes a lot deeper than it being, let's say, even maybe just a street kid or whatever. But, like, it is hard. It is hard to make a living in this country. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. If you don't have a 9-to-5, damn boo.
Yeah.
Like, it is difficult.
Yeah.
And, like, even if you do get that job, like, they don't make it easy. And you find employers are naturally abusive.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to be very honest about this. I am in employment. Even if worse, if the salary is regular and it comes on time and all that,
you're overworked and underpaid.
You're overworked because exactly. Because they say you know, they feel like they have a right to abuse you because you know what I mean? Like, there are no jobs. Where are you gonna go?
That is
what
the
are you
mindset.
Gonna do?
That is the mindset.
There's this thing, you know, and so like. Either way, it's like a depressing situation. There's no cash. There's no money.
Yeah.
You know, if the money does come, it disappears so fast. you know.
Oh, that's if you've got things to pay for.
That's if you've got things to pay
for. If you're adulting.
If you're adulting, yeah. You know what I mean? And adulting is hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want to catch a break. You just want to catch a break. So I get it. I get it. It's not the best. Like, I mean, I remember I was at some point, I was so down and out. I was faced with a really hard decision. Like, I was like, yo, like, I just want to give up right now. I just want to, like, zone out and just, like, be a bum because I feel like I can't right. anymore. But then, like, it's really more internal. And I think the only way we're going to address this problem is by dealing with human beings, with the people. Deal with the depression. It's depression. It's not bronchitis.
Yeah.
That bronchitis, all those bottles you're seeing how many people are depressed.
Wow.
For every bottle.
There's a story for every bottle.
There is a heartbreaking story.
Yeah, crushed
That's
hope.
How many heart? Yeah, how many crushed, broken hearts and crushed hope?
Crushed hope, crushed dreams.
Everything is that bottle is someone falling apart, someone who has fallen apart.
Yeah,
and that's what's keeping them together. We have to start being kinder to each other.
Yeah,
be kind. We have to. It sounds so hippie. It sounds so tree-huggery, you know? but we have to.
All right. I think if I was to break down being nicer to each other, it would be giving each other an ear.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Listen. Because there's a lot of things that go unsaid that are said.
Yes.
But they're also unsaid.
Yes.
But they're said.
Okay. Great. That was our episode.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know, you know, I was looking up some of the effects, man. Sad.
But thanks for raising that, though. I think we really do need to, please take this challenge to heart. Like, pay attention. Pay attention to how many bottles you see.
I was looking up the effects. We're looking at organ failure, madness, like mental instability, further on in that clip, there's some clips of people who have gone to rehab and they're getting treated for it and they have real withdrawal symptoms, you know, like people who do crack or cocaine, like they got the shakes, they're shivering, they're defecating on themselves. Yo,
that is so real.
Yeah.
We're gonna share that on the juice though, right?
Yes,
that clip is gonna be available on the juice.
Oh yeah.
On the Facebook page.
Definitely
yeah.
we're gonna
People
share
should
that.
Watch that.
We're gonna definitely share that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you know.
Deep.
If you guys got connects who can help with people who are battling with this addiction, because I'm pretty sure, see, Zimbabweans are a pride bunch, a proud bunch, you know, like we don't hey, are a pride bunch anyway.
it was never our language.
You know, I'm just here hijacking it, but yeah. We're a proud bunch, man. I'm pretty sure that there's some people who are struggling with this issue and they are not coming out about it or they got nowhere to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to upload the clip on our page and we're going to provide you with information or context as to, you know, some people who can talk to.
Depression is real. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
I suffer from depression.
Hey, so do I.
And it's nothing to be ashamed about. You have to talk about it. There are better ways of dealing with your stress, with your problem. Talk to somebody. Talk to me. Talk to Elliot. Talk to somebody.
Definitely. So we've come to the last segment,
celebrity,
which is the celebrity story.
What's your story?
Shamara got too many stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what I can pick. Let's see. All right. So growing up, Andy Tayona is on Kidwan. Tayona is on Kidwan, and I remember seeing Fortune and Parata on TV. You know, yeah, I remember seeing him, man, and thinking, yo, this dude is so cool. One day I'm gonna meet him. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know. And so when, by the time I was like 14,
Yeah.
I had already embarked on this, on my musical journey.
Okay.
So there I was, looking in the Herald, the classified section, for a studio I could go record.
Mm.
And then I saw WOF. I didn't even know what that meant. Dialed the number. Guy picks up. He's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, how's it going? He's like, alright, I'm cool. So what's the story? I'm like, yo, I need a studio I can record at. He's like, alright, what can you do? And I was like, I can rap and I can sing. He's like, for real? Then he was like, alright, sing for me. Then I did a little, I did a little thingy thingy. Yeah, you know the flat thing that I don't know. And then Fortune was like, yo, that's pretty cool. Come to the studio.
Oh, it was Fortune?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was Fortune.
You just broke your own story. Okay.
Yeah, it was Fortune. So Fortune's like, come through to the studio. And I went to the studio. First day I got there, Fortune made us wait outside the gate for hours. Yo, and we were like hungry. I was there with my connect, this connected man. We were so hungry, man. Like, I was ready to do this. I was ready to. And all I wanted to do at that time was just get a song out on radio, and I'll be set. That's all I wanted to do. Just get a song out on radio. That's all I wanted to do. And then Fortune comes around like around 5 p.m. Like, when we got there, he was driving out, and he's like, all right, guys, wait for me. I'm coming back right now. Comes back at 5 p.m. Then he's like, ah, guys, it's late. You can bounce. Then we bounced. Then he's like, come back again. We came back again. Then we made it to the studio. Then we actually ended up recording something. You know, it was good. You know, Fortune was like a, he had like a Big Brother vibe to him.
Nice.
Yeah, Big Brother vibe to him. And this whole time I remember thinking, yo, I'm 14 and I'm talking to Fortune and Paul. It's like, yo. Like, I remember telling people at school this and they didn't believe me. Like, they did not believe me at all. They don't believe it happened. Like, they were like completely in denial. Like, blast, please. Yeah.
Come on.
Anyway,
man.
We recorded what we recorded, you know. It was all good vibes. And then eventually, I think after we recorded, I had a fallout with a guy I used to do the thing with.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's another story.
Yeah, the guy used to rap with. Yeah, it was fallout, but you know, no big deal. And then fast forward, you know, Fortune was like, yo, yo, so guys, what's up? You guys are gonna amend stuff? And I was like, well, it seems like we got differences in opinion, very strong differences in opinion, and we won't be able to do this. And it was like, man, it's a real shame, but you should keep building on your talent because you're really talented. And I was like, alright, cool. Years later, I met Fortune in Arata Gardens there.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, yo, Elliot. I'm like, yo, Fortune, what's up? And we had a brief talk, good vibes. And then after that, I think a month or two later, that's when he passed.
Oh.
It was really sad, you know, to hear the whole story and everything else that that came after that. But yo, he was about to get signed by Akon and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really, you know, it was really, really good.
It was about to pop off.
Yeah, it was really about to pop off. But yeah. It was good vibes, you know.
Man, that's such a nice story. Like, thanks for sharing.
It was such a cool break. What was that?
Yeah.
It was a cool, like, Nanda on a break.
He had your back. He put you on.
Cha.
Damn.
So.
That's dope, though.
But I learned a lot. I learned a lot from him. Just as an individual, you know. But yeah, you know, it was good vibes. But yeah, that's right there.
May you rest in peace.
May you rest in peace, man. He was good people.
Yeah.
That right there is my celebrity story. And if you don't get a guest next time, there'll be more celebrity stories. Because I have a vote.
Well.
Or stories.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. All right.
It's been fun.
It's been great, my
time. It's been good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. I feel like we talked about some very important issues
today. Yeah, it was cathartic.
Yeah.
It was cathartic. It was important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of this dating thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear of the terrorist group that is... Yes, there is a terrorist group in France. Or was it in... No, in America. They started off in America. Like, they're these guys who get... They call themselves the anti-sexuals or something like that. Like...
Okay.
If you reject them, they turn violent and they got like a straight up agenda, Shamari, to just ruin women's lives.
Women who say no.
Yeah, and there was a stabbing. There was a stabbing incident that happened in Paris. Yeah, by one of these guys. So, yo, to the guys who are listening, don't be a creep.
Thanks so much for encouraging me to continue.
Take your L's like a man.
Get yourself stabbed. Oh my God.
All right. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, Capital263 or Nicole Group.
No. Miss Aura.
At Miss Aura.
At Miss Aura. And that's Miss MS.
Yes.
MS_
Hey. Double R.
AU.
Double. I just want the Ara.
And not the Ara.
The Rolls Royce. It is any A.
Wow. I love you, Twist.
Yes. And at the Juice. At the THEDJEUCE. Yeah, you know, follow us.
Yes.
Yes. So we can continue these conversations. All right.
See you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
And now. Capital 263.